says?
No, that they might know you.
That they might know you. That they might know you. This is eternal life, that they might know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. So Jesus is praying, this is eternal life, Father. Not that they may just someday go to heaven after they get born again and go through 60 years of hell on earth just to get to the place where they enter into the joy of the Lord. It's not what he said. He said, this is eternal life, that they might know you. Know you is a Greek word. It's an epinosis. It means experience. It means experiential knowledge. It means this is eternal life, that they might experience you now, in this life, right now. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. So eternal life is knowing God now, knowing him through experience, through him flowing through your life, through him revealing truth to you, through him being a good and faithful daddy that backs you up and wants to be there in times of need, in times of happiness, in times of anger, in times of sadness, that he constantly wants to be one with you. Verse 5. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself with the glory which I had with you before the world was. I have manifested, there's that name again, there's that word again, manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. What's it mean to manifest? Reveal, right? To exhibit, to show. So the characteristics of God were being flowing through Jesus, right? So if we keep his commandments, he's going to come and manifest himself to us. If we love him, we will be loved by the Father. And Jesus said, I will come and manifest.